The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jeff Cooner is with me. Jeff is the host of the Cooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. He is liberalism's worst nightmare, a conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. Jeff, have you come back down to planet Earth yet after the last week?
Not yet. Not yet, Kieran. I'm still on cloud nine, my friend.
Well, listen, we chatted last week when we were in the States. We were in New York for the election and we got a sense of how jubilant you and other Trump supporters were. This week, what I want to talk about are some of his picks to lead kind of his government, different cabinet positions or run different agencies. So where do you want to start? Will we start maybe with his attorney general pick?
Well, Matt Gaetz, that one has shocked Washington to its very foundations. Nobody saw that one coming, even many Republicans. I'll be brutally honest with you, Kieran. I love the pick. I've known Matt Gaetz for many years. I think he's exactly the man for the moment. He is a wartime conciliary, as they would say in The Godfather. He is someone who wants to go after the deep state, expose many of the crimes committed by people like Comey, like John Brennan, like Clapper, who tried to frame Trump as an agent of Russia. We know it was a hoax, and we know they lied. He's the one that wants to go after 51 intelligence officials who blatantly lied to the American public in 2020, saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew full well it was Hunter Biden's laptop. So I think it's a brave pick. Whether he'll have the votes to confirm, I don't know. I hope he does. But even if he doesn't, say there's enough Republicans and Democrats that block him, I think Gaetz has got a very bright career ahead of him. Marco Rubio is going to be the Secretary of State. He's from Florida. That means that Senate seat that Rubio currently holds is going to be vacant. The rumor is that Governor Ron DeSantis, should Gaetz be blocked during confirmation hearings, will then install Gaetz as Rubio's successor, and he will be the senator from Florida. So I know the media is against the pick. I know the Democrats are against the pick. I know some establishment Republicans are very squishy about the pick. But if you want someone that's going to implement Trump's mandate, and he now has a mandate, he won by 7 million votes against Kamala Harris, which in American terms over the last 25 years is a landslide. He won over 300 electoral college votes. Mm. The American people have spoken. They want secure borders. They want energy independence. They want to end this war in Ukraine. And they want to see this deep state that is growing like a cancer dismantled and ultimately destroyed.
Who is he picking as defense secretary?
Well, his defense secretary pick, he's got a couple of people that he... There were some people on his short list that he was looking at. His defense secretary is Pete Hegseth. He is an Army veteran, 20-year military veteran, served in Iraq, served in Afghanistan, served in Guantanamo Bay. He's also a host on Fox News. He has written several best-selling books on the military. The reason why he picked Hegseth is because Hegseth is an outsider. He is not part of the Pentagon establishment. In fact, he's been very critical of a lot of the generals over how they've conducted these wars, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, and in particular, the wokeification of the American military. And his goal is to restore America as a lethal fighting force, the number one fighting force in the world. And Kieran, this shocked me as well. I didn't realize it had degraded that badly. Joe Biden's own administration, their military leaders, came out and said a couple of weeks ago that they had done war games against China, war games, and that the United States lost every single time within 3 to 4 weeks.
So do we take it then, Jeff, that this guy's assumption is that war with China is coming, be it over Taiwan or something else?
Well, what it shows, I hope it doesn't. I don't want a war with China, just like I don't want a war with Russia or a war with Iran. That's one of the reasons why we supported Trump. We want an end to these endless wars. But what it shows is that we have been surpassed by China militarily. And if we don't build up a strong military as a deterrent, this will embolden communist China to eventually take over Taiwan. And so that's my big fear. And so what Trump is now doing, he is staffing his cabinet with outsiders, with MAGA conservatives, with loyalists. And I know this for a fact, Karen, because the president-elect told me himself. His biggest mistake during his first term was that he trusted people like Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, at the time the House Speaker, who said, let's go with people with so-called expertise, professionalism, stature. These were people who were wedded to the establishment. And whatever you think about them, overall, they tried to block Trump, undermine Trump. Many of them were leaking against Trump. Trump said, I'll never make that mistake again. So what he's now doing is he's putting his team together to implement his agenda. If he does just half of what he promises to do, America will be restored as the greatest superpower in the world.
So tell me then more what the sense is on your side of the pond, Jeff, about Elon Musk's new role. So he's kind of jubilant and he's posting all these kind of AI images of himself leading this Department of Governmental Efficiency, DOGE. But I've heard other pieces of analysis today suggesting that it's kind of an optics pick from Donald Trump, that actually this guy's not going to have an awful lot of power, that if he wanted him to have power, he'd have given him another position, maybe a cabinet position, give him kind of labor secretary, something like that. What's your sense of it?
Well, you're right, Karen. If he really wanted to give Musk real clout, muscle, influence, he would have given him Secretary of the Treasury. He didn't. He made him this basically a glorified czar, along with Vivek Ramaswamy, over this Department of Governmental Efficiency. It's not a cabinet position. It's outside the cabinet. In many ways, it's outside the government. And what they're trying to do, and we'll see if they succeed, if Musk pulls this off, he will go down in history as not just a great technological entrepreneur, but as a brilliant political entrepreneur. What they want to do is cut $1 trillion from the federal budget by slashing certain agencies, certain departments, through innovation, consolidation. I was in DC for 10 years. I can tell you this with absolute certainty. There is a lot of waste, a lot of fat, a lot of overlay. There's a lot of room to cut. If he can cut the bureaucracy down, say by 15-20%, save taxpayers over $1 trillion, he will transform government as we know it. And, you know, he tells this story, and it's a very powerful story, that it takes him longer to get approval, as he puts it, to move one piece of paper from one bureaucrat's desk to another, than it literally takes him to rebuild a rocket. So he says, I can build a rocket faster than I can get the bureaucrats to approve a regulation so I can build my rocket. And he says, that's got to change. If they can succeed on that score, that'll really unleash the American economy. And Kieran, I think this is Trump's ultimate mandate. And if he pulls it off, he will go down as a very successful president. If he doesn't, he will go down as a horrible president. He vows to make America the most prosperous country on the face of the earth. Energy independence, inflation at less than 1%, $2 a gallon gas, and in particular, a booming economy that will lift the working and middle class. Elon Musk is going to be his right-hand man to try to achieve that goal. If Trump does it, he'll go in as one of the greats. If he doesn't, I think he'll go down as a mediocre president. So really now he's tethered his future to that of Elon and his cabinet.
Jeff, I'll put it this way. We'll have no shortage of things to talk about over the next 4 and a bit odd years. Jeff Kuhner is host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.